Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's lift our hands to heaven and give Him all the praise, all the honor. Majestic in power, You are the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Above You there is none. Besides You there is none. Someone declare, stir up your faith as you release your hearts in worship. Holy, holy, blessed is He who comes in the name of our God. Holy, holy, blessed is He who comes in the name of our God. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is He who comes
in the name of our God.
Blessed is He who comes in the name of our God. Blessed is He who comes. Blessed is He who comes in the name of our God. Ah, hello. Ah, hello. Let the sick be healed. Let the oppressed be delivered. Rewrite the story of someone's destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Let tonight be someone's night for an encounter, for healing, for lifting, for restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that no one who has come here tonight will leave the same way they came. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please be seated. God bless you. Welcome to our miracle service for the month of May. Are you excited about what God is already doing in our midst? Let me as always welcome those who have traveled from far and near. Always an honor to have you in our midst. All our international guests, you are most welcome. This will be one encounter you will live to remember in the name of Jesus. You believe that? Shout a loud believing amen. As always, I would charge you that in the presence of God, it is your responsibility to believe that when God shows up, it is for your lifting, for your making, and then to learn how to connect by faith. Everything God does is faith dependent, meaning that it depends on His word. His method has always and will always be His word. May the Lord do you good tonight in Jesus' name. We're honored to have a dear man of God, now Bishop Ike, in our midst, all the way from Onitsha. Please give him a big God bless you. Anglican Bishop, may God bless you. We love you and we honor you, sir. Thank you so very much. And any man or woman of God in our midst here, you are most welcome from wherever you have come from. The Lord do you good in Jesus' name. Just one or two announcements and then we'll go straight to the ministry of the word. I believe that tonight will be an encounter that you will not forget in a hurry. Amen. You believe that? Shout amen.
Amen.
Okay, so this is particularly for our family in Canada. By God's grace, it's Sound of Revival US is 52 days from today. Sound of Revival Canada is 59 days from today. And we thank God for all that He's granted us the grace to do so far. But this announcement is particularly to our family in Canada. We've been able to squeeze out an extra space of 1,000. And so we'll be opening up the registration link. We've done the best. I know that there have been many people at the waiting list. First, thank you for your patience. It's our intention to do as much as we can do to host as many people. Like I told you, we were able to secure an extra overflow of 5,000 people, and that really has been exhausted. So this is from the spaces that have been reserved. We've decided to open up at least a space of 1,000 people. We actually left off a space of about 1,500 people, but because of the pressure, we may have to open up a space for 1,000 more people. So immediately after this announcement, we'll ask that the registration links be put on screen, and you may do well to register the first 1,000 people who will be able to make this, then that would be it. I want you to understand that we're doing our very best. We're a responsible ministry, but there is only so much you can do. It only tells you the kind of hunger that people have as far as their desire to experience God in reality is concerned. So thank you so much for your patience. Do we have the links ready, media? Okay, so we declare it blessed in the name of Jesus. This can only accommodate an extra 1,000 people. So our family in Canada and all who have been waiting for a chance to now register, here's the link. You follow immediately and let's see how many people this can take. As always, all our conferences, like all our programs, will be aired on all our social media platforms, particularly YouTube. So do well to connect. You can inform your loved ones who may not be there physically. All the programs, all the events will be covered live, and you can always connect, and the Lord will do you good. Father, we pray again, thanking you for this opportunity to give more people room. We do these things because we love you and we desire to see your kingdom come. We declare it blessed and we pray, oh God, that this will add to the many who will be saved, the many who will be healed, the many who will be transformed by your word. And to Jesus be all the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you. Are you ready for tonight? I thought very deeply about tonight's miracle service, and a number of things ran through my mind. And as I prayed for this, the Lord put something very strong in my heart, and that would be the beginning of the charge that I'll give before I begin to minister to us by the Spirit. And here's what the Lord impressed upon my spirit. I wrote it down. I will request that you listen very carefully. That many of the requests of God's people was designed to be answered by growth, not desires. Most of the things that have been written, most of the requests that we have, most of the desires that we have in our requests, you know, our prayer points, God designed that most of these requests will be answered by growth, not just desires. That means there are many things that we write down, hoping that God will meet, hoping that God will solve, that in all fairness, this version of us may not be able to capture them as answers. Because most requests were designed to be answered through your growth. That means if the believer focuses on growth, spiritual growth, growth in your understanding, you will find out that many of the things you call prayer requests today will naturally fade as you grow. When a believer's prayer request continually increases, except you are interceding for others. But if it is your personal desire, and month in, month out, year in, year out, it looks like your requests continue to increase, is proof that something is wrong with your growth. There are some things that should no longer become a source of concern in the presence of ever-increasing growth. Are we together? When you plant a tree, say a mango tree, you will need to take care of it, provide manure and all of that. But when that mango tree is 10 years, 20 years, sometimes it can be left alone in the forest, unattended to by anyone, and yet it survives, yet it remains. You know why? Because it's been planted, it's gotten deep down, and it's found a way of securing itself regardless of the weather. So God's goal is not for believers to always have prayer requests. There is always something. We live in the world of men. Are we together? But that you get to a point where your growth can afford you to see the faithfulness of God in such a way and a manner that you can find rest roundabout. That your desire becomes concerning the issues of others. It becomes an intercessory desire rather than you still contending to have results yourself. Do you believe that? It means a time should come as proof that you are growing, that in all honesty you should search and not even know anything to write again for yourself, because God would have so sorted you, not necessarily by asking individually, but that you grew to a point where there was no need for those requests again. Your growth could now purchase higher spiritual realities. Are we together? Yes. Something happens to believers when they grow. Something happens to believers when they increase in wisdom, when they increase in stature, when they increase in favor with God and with men. I was almost tempted to sample four people, you know, tonight before beginning my discussion, and just to ask them, quite honestly, not to embarrass them. My intention initially was to ask the individuals, tell me what you want God to do in this miracle service for you, and feel free, don't be embarrassed. You would be amazed that many people's request is growth dependent. That means as sincere as they are desiring God to answer, his love for them would not allow some of those requests to be answered. Are we together? Because God is not just interested in meeting your needs. He's interested in you experiencing his glory and then becoming a manifestation of that glory. So in order of spiritual priority, God's highest joy is not to see that your needs are met. His greatest joy is to see that you become an experience of his glory, a manifestation of his glory in experience. It's impossible to be a manifestation of God's glory in experience and be found wanting in so many areas as captured by your prayer request. Now, there's nothing wrong with your prayer request, but I'm challenging you that there is a more excellent way for the believer, that you get to a point where God would have so sorted you by his faithfulness and in honor to your growth, that when it's time to write requests, you will have to be calling people. I'm going to church. What would you want the Lord to do for you? It becomes an intercessory prayer request, because as for you, you have gained mastery in the spirit. You have gotten to a point where you have laid hold on eternal life, the Bible says. Are we together? You have given diligence to make your calling and your election sure. So while you contend to have your various requests answered, it's important you have it at the back of your mind that God's best for me is not just ticking my answers month in, month out. Are we together? That kind of epileptic victory is not the believer's destiny. The Bible says, now thanks be to God, which causes us always, always, always to triumph. Always to triumph. I needed to say this because, you see, as a man of God, your greatest desire over your people is to consistently measure their growth. Are we together? That, and you measure their growth using many indices. When I was a child, I understood like a child. I spoke like a child. I taught like a child. So these are the biblical indices. So as I speak to you, I can measure your growth. Your words tell me how much you know God and how much you have grown. Your thought pattern, it tells how much the word has prevailed over your mind, prevailed over your thinking. Are we together? The way you understand, which translates to the way you behave. My pride as a man of God over anyone God has put under my care is not just that you have once in a while testimonies, but that you lay hold on eternal life. You have attained unto a state of mastery in the spirit, so that you know what spiritual laws are connected to what outcomes. I hope you understand what I'm saying now. So you are not hoping to come for a miracle service, for your finance to be sorted, for your prayer life to be sorted, for favor to speak. No, is that you have found the keys. When favor is deficient in your life, by knowledge, you know what to engage. You can literally, with the intelligence of a consultant, you can diagnose another believer's deficiency in light of what you know, and then be able to provide solution. So if someone comes to you and says, I'm having all kinds of attacks in my life, you don't just say, this attack is everywhere, or you are not the only one. You are even lucky that you are alive. That is not a matured believer's communication. That kind of communication does not defend the word you have received. Are we together? On hearing such a thing, several scriptures and several mysteries and several principles should just go around your spirit, that you can draw from them and say, my brother, without sounding arrogant, I have the answer to your problem. He says, Savior shall come out of Zion. Are we together now? Yes. That when people see you, they become happy as though they have seen God, because you have become a worthy ambassador. That every time you show up in the life of people, in the life of families, your stability is based on knowledge. You don't join people to be at a loss as to what to do. Someone tells you, for instance, all doors are closed towards me. One sermon already begins to ring in your spirit, and you can literally draw forth the principles and say, my friend, if doors are not open, I can tell you what is wrong. Number one, doors open by the use of the correct keys, not the use of keys, the use of the correct keys. You are either holding the wrong key or you are standing before the wrong door. And you can tell the other person, doors open because of relationships. When you knock, the person at the back end must be willing to open that door. You have helped that person with precision. Another person comes to you and say, I've been plagued by the spirit of death, all kinds of dreams. You don't look at the person and say, let's pray, from a faithless standpoint, not even believing what you are saying. I hope God is challenging you. And so the average believer will say something like, let's pray. Father, Lord God Almighty, and whatever it is you have to say, we thank you for this day. This man's problem, you are the only one who can solve it. I pray that you solve the person's problem. Let him not die in Jesus' name. That looks very spiritual. But that is not a worthy representation of the kingdom. Death does not just happen. As haphazard as it looks, there are laws that sponsor death and there are laws that prohibit death. Are we together? Death is not just a phenomenon. Listen, death is also a spirit. The rider upon the fourth horse, holding a pair of balances, his name is death. Power was given to him to kill. So you can tell the person, listen, the Bible says death, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Are we together now? Yes. That I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. And you don't just believe it mechanically. It's going to be a product of deep meditation backed up by obedience. Many of the things that bring believers to a service such as this, I repeat again for your learning, depends not just on the prophetic decrees of the man of God, it depends on their willingness to grow. If you do not grow, it will look like God is not faithful in your life. regardless the kind of prayer, regardless the kind of prophetic words, you may even receive temporal results, but because the knowledge bank to sustain it is not there, is the reason why Satan is not afraid of certain believers receiving. Do you know why? Because it's like pouring water in a basket. He's not afraid. Let the prophetic words follow you. You will have the breakthrough, but it means nothing, because in the presence of ignorance, ignorance is like a child holding something and an adult wanting it. There's nothing the child can do about it. The adult will just pick it helplessly. That's how many believers are. So the devil is not really concerned whether you receive anything from God. The sower sowed the seed, the word. Satan was not afraid. Listen, there's no record in scripture that Satan fears the word of God. No. There is no record I know in scripture that the devil is afraid of the word of God. Satan is afraid of what happens when the believer engages the word, because it is at the point of engaging the word that God's power is released to perform. Not the arrival of the word. They heard the word just like we did, but the word did not profit them, not being mixed with faith. Are we together now?
Yes.
I'm saying this because it's important. I'll be running through a few things as a charge for us tonight. But this was my contemplation, and the Holy Spirit just breathed this reality. And I thought to myself how true this statement is. If I ask you to bring me a sample of the things you have written now, as well-intentioned as those lists are, you will find out that if God is a faithful God, some of those prayers should not be answered. Because that version of you, it will not be a blessing if it is answered. In fact, some of the prayer requests are only a testament of your understanding of God. Because what you are writing as the problem may not be the problem. For instance, if in your prayer request you wrote, Father, grant Uncle Sam, grant Uncle Joshua Selman to pay my school fees by force. Just an example. Now, you will submit it, and just because I'm laying hands on it does not mean God is committed indefinitely. No. He looks at you the way a father looks like a child, and his mercy overrides your ignorance and limitation, hoping that you will learn. But in God's ideal template, no. The moment you tie God to a man, you have shown that he's not powerful enough. No. You cannot say God tied it. No. God does not work like that. He says, Our Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Nothing is too difficult for you. So by the time your faith is tied to a man, it's auxiliary faith. It's not authentic Bible faith. God will use men, but you don't choose the men he will use. Are you learning? God will always use men, but you will not choose the men that he will use. So you can see, I'm just showing you an example that so many believers write all kinds of things, and just because you drop it in the basket, you are hoping that it will be ticked, and you find out that out of the 10 prayer requests, 7 of them are products of ignorance. So God just comes by his mercy and just helps you. Are we learning? Many of our answers are growth dependent. Many results in your life, I tell you sincerely, will depend on growth, not desire. Desire is important, a fair starting point. But to the believer, commanding victory in experience, commanding total and wholesome victory, is not a product of sentiments, it's a product of growth. The Bible says an heir, Galatians chapter 4 and verse 1, for as long as that heir is a child, he says he differeth nothing from a servant or a slave, even though in his destiny he's Lord of all. Give us NIV and see what NIV says concerning this scripture. Can you give us NIV? What I am saying is that as long as an heir is a child, he is no different from a slave, although he owns the whole estate. So you remain at the realm of potentials when you are a child, seeing what God can do, but never stepping into the experience of it. Seeing that he can heal, that he can lift, that he can bless, that he can advance, that he can prosper, that he can rewrite stories. Let me tell you the truth. Your Christian experience becomes frustrating when you are aware of what God can do, and yet you do not grow to a point where you step into that experience. Hallelujah. Are we learning? Now, I wrote something down here and I want to run a very interesting list for you. Please listen very carefully. You desire to enjoy and maximize what God has in store for you here at this miracle service, then I want you to listen, because this is really where the miracle starts. Are we together? I wrote a few things here. I call them enemies of advancement, enemies of triumph, enemies of liberty, enemies of joy, enemies of rest. They are enemies. The enemies, the real enemies, I want to show you now that when you talk about an enemy, it means one who is opposed to your advancement, opposed to your moving forward. You will be learning now that Satan is only one of these enemies. It's amazing that the average believer's scope of understanding is that the only principal enemy to your becoming, to your receiving, to your emerging is Satan. And that should Satan be taken out of the way, all your problems will miraculously and for some thinking magically be solved. It doesn't work that way. I assure you, if Satan is bound today and all the demons on earth are bound today, there are still believers who will fail. That is when you will know that Satan is an important factor as far as opposing the believers concerned, but not the only factor. And Satan likes it when believers magnify him beyond his proportion. Are we together now? So the centrality of the non-informed believers' thinking is that Satan is the ultimate and the principal reason as to why my liberty, my advancement, my becoming, my emerging, my becoming joyful is limited or prohibited. I'm here to prove to you tonight that it's not true. Satan is a significant factor. The Bible tells us to not be unaware of his devices. But one of his major devices is to magnify himself to a point where believers and unbelievers alike look at him as the singular principal reason to everything that is not God in your life. It is not true. It is not true. It is not true. So I call them here enemies of advancement, also enemies of triumph, also enemies of liberty, also enemies of joy. In fact, enemies of rest. As I run through this list, it's a charge. I need to put your heart in this understanding so that you will appreciate everything the Spirit of God is going to be doing in this place. And so that your attention will not just be when I begin to minister to people, whether prophetically or just praying for the sick. You will be learning for someone as you hear me run this list. God is going to pin one or two and tell you this is the real demon to defeat out of your life. And then you will walk in the experience of liberty. Are you prepared? Number one, the first enemy to a man's advancement is ignorance. Write this down, please. Complete ignorance. This kingdom, like you have learned, is knowledge dependence. The manifestation of the God life, walking in the experience of the Zoe life, is highly knowledge dependent. Acts 19 and verse 2. Let's walk very quickly, media. Acts 19 and verse 2. This is Paul now. He said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him in response, we have not so much heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. A man can be this ignorant. A man can be this ignorant that you have not even heard that God can lift. You will be amazed that many bodies of spiritual truth that you take for granted here, there can be many believers who are saved but have not even heard that the Holy Ghost can assist men. Not even heard that prayer produces power. Not even heard, are we together now, that giving is connected to increase. Not even heard
Verse 2, same scripture. We have not even heard. Go back to verse 2 and leave it at verse 2, please. We have not so much as heard. He asked them a simple question. In addition to your believing, have you received the Holy Ghost? And they said, we don't even know what you are saying. We are believers. Being mentored by someone, they were victims of the limitation of the knowledge of whoever was teaching them. They were disciples. But they said, we have not even heard. Ignorance is dangerous. It can alienate men from the potential of the life of God. Ephesians 4:18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. The first enemy to any man's destiny, any man's advancement, any man's walking in triumph, any man's experiencing liberty is ignorance. In Luke chapter 19, 41 down to 44, Luke chapter 19, the second reason why Jesus wept in scripture, there are two reasons why Jesus wept, at least as revealed in scripture. Number one was at the grave of Lazarus, he wept because he loved him, they said. The second reason was Jesus weeping over Jerusalem. And here's what he said. That he beheld the city and he wept over it. Reading to 44. And he said this. Next verse, please. If thou hast known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto your peace, the things which lead to the experience of your peace. He says, but now they are hid from your eyes. 43. For the days shall come upon thee, and thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side. I like 44. Here's what it says. And shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave thee in one stone upon another, because thou knew not the time of thy visitation. Ignorance in all its ramification puts the believer at a point of disadvantage. Can I give you the second? The second enemy to a man's advancement perhaps might be the reason why you have written a request, where you have come desiring a touch from God. Limiting beliefs. A faulty mentality. The second enemy. Limiting beliefs. A faulty mentality is not ignorance. Is the wrong information, inaccurate information, incomplete information, limiting beliefs. You have learned here, and it bears repeating, that mentality defines destiny, and it does so by determining the kinds of choices and decisions that you make. Mentality, in truth, defines destiny. The quality of a man's destiny is determined not just by the will of God, not just by the love of God. In spite of God's predeterminate counsel, as revealed in scripture, a man's destiny in experience will in large proportions be a product of the quality or otherwise of his thinking. Limiting beliefs, faulty mentality. Number three. The third enemy to advancement, the third enemy to liberty, the third enemy to stepping into the experience of rest is called procrastination. This one hit me seriously. I had to repent before God myself. Indecision / procrastination. It occurred to me again how devilish this tool can be in the hand of Satan. Procrastination. It impacted me so much, I had to take a moment to define this. And I want you to listen to my definition. Here's what procrastination means. The act of putting off or delaying something requiring prompt action, despite knowing that there will be negative consequences, often because it is stressful, unpleasant, or boring. Listen before you write. That procrastination is defined as the act of putting off completely or delaying something that requires prompt action, despite knowing that there will be negative consequences, often because it is stressful, often because It is unpleasant or uncomfortable, often because it is boring. Procrastination. The devil and the cancer that has destroyed great destinies. That even if Satan were not on earth, the fact that time is on earth, many believers, many leaders would still be failures for this singular factor, procrastination. Can we examine a few scriptures? Proverbs 20 and verse 4. Proverbs. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg in harvest and want nothing. Who is the sluggard? The one who is slack. Not apt to take in action. It's too cold. I can't come out. Flimsy excuses. Proverbs 18 and verse 9. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 9. God is helping someone. It says, he also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Him also that is slothful in his work, listen now, is brother to him that is a great waster. Nobody likes waste. No organization likes waste. Not even God. Are we together now? The story of gathering the crumbs that made up 12 baskets is proof that God hates waste. And yet the Bible says a man that procrastinates, being slothful, giving excuses, is friend and brother to him that is a great waster. Psalm 119 and verse 60. Many people procrastinate even as touching the word of God. I found this scripture and it blessed me so much. Let's read together. One, two, read. I made haste and delayed not to keep your commandments. One more time. I made haste and delayed not to keep your commandments. There are consequences. Delayed obedience, they say, is disobedience in a measure. When God commanded Abraham, my Bible says in Genesis 22 that Abraham rose up early. He rose up early. Timing. He rose up early. Procrastination. Are you ready for number four? I'm giving you the real enemies so that when we are praying and asking God to obtain grace and triumph over the enemies of our advancement, your mind does not just think deliverance from spirits alone. You would have robbed yourself of an opportunity to be truly free. Ignorance, limiting beliefs, or a faulty mentality, procrastination or indecision. Number four, inaction. Inaction. The laxity to move. This is not procrastination. You know what to do. The marching order is already there. But laziness, that inertia. Inaction. Proverbs 14:23. Someone is being delivered from this now. Shout a believing amen. In all labor, there is profit. In all labor, there is profit. In all labor, look at this scripture carefully, there is profit, but the talk of the lips tended only to penury. In Africa, we call it making mouth. That the one who is busy talking things and the one who bends down to get the things done. You imagine two people, one person carrying the hoe or the farming utensils and his seed, laboring in the farm, plowing the land, and another person who is speaking and say, you know, this soil is not really loamy soil. Are you aware of that? At the end of it, the Bible says, the man who is just talking, empty talk, without work, like James admonished us, that person will tend to penury. He's not just speaking in terms of finances alone, that he will always be in insufficiency and want. The person who is just talking about prayer and the one actually praying, it is the one actually praying who will have the profit from prayer. Are we together? The person talking about obedience and the one who is actually doing the obedience. The profit is in the doing, the labor to do, not just the labor to know, not just the labor to speak. It says, now that ye know these things, happy are you if you do them. Now that ye know these things, knowledge becomes profitable when it partners with action. Inaction. Inaction. How many people would have gotten jobs today, but not just because of procrastination, inaction. 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 Five. Is someone learning? The fifth enemy to your advancement, your triumph, your liberty, your rest is called lack of strategies. This one is a very powerful one. Lack of strategies. Another word, inefficiency. Lack of strategies. This one concerns many leaders. They know what to do. Prophecy is already there. The vision is already there. But I have told you, it is prophecy plus strategy that equals manifestation. It's vision plus strategy that equals manifestation. I don't care what God told you, quite honestly. I don't care what the blueprint you have for your future. It will never come to pass until you press to receive, in addition to that vision, in addition to that prophetic word, the strategy allocated. Your real victory is not knowing that you would defeat Jericho. Your real victory is receiving the strategy on how to bring Jericho down. Your real victory is not crossing the Red Sea or moving to the other side. It's knowing how you are going to maneuver your way from the other end of the Red Sea to the other end of the Red Sea. Walking on water is an option. Parting the Red Sea is an option. Using a boat is an option. They are all options. So you have to stay with God. Every prophetic word requires a strategy. Every vision requires a strategy. Every season requires a strategy. All strategies do not work on all visions. No, sir. The engine, for instance, of a Toyota car, as well built as it is, may not fit a Mercedes Benz. That does not mean there's anything wrong with that engine. The nature of the configuration. And if you have to force a Toyota engine to work, say, for instance, in a Mercedes, you will have to cut too many things, adjust too many things, and manage that experience for the rest of your life or your driving experience. Many people are not able to excel because they have not stayed with God. You know what God has told you will become, but has He told you how it will happen? No wonder Mary kept the angel and said, "Don't go. How shall these things be, seeing that I know not a man?" How? Don't just tell me it will happen. How shall these things be? Luke 1:34. She asked him, "How shall these things be, seeing that I know not a man?" The natural way of having a child is a man and his wife. Now you are telling me I'm not yet married to Joseph, and you are telling me I'm going to be with child, albeit without the direct assistance of a man. So explain to me, what other strategy is there? I'm not aware. And the answer came in verse 35. Hallelujah. Give it to us, verse 35. The angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost." Do you know this is a powerful revelation? That means, just help those under the anointing. Listen, it means everything that is natural has a spiritual dimension to it, that God can reroute the same thing. When God puts principles, it's not because He's limited, it's to create order. When situations call for change, He can circumvent those things. The normal course is for Mary and Joseph to birth a child. But He's saying, listen, you have been taught that it is Mary and Joseph that equals a baby. However, there is still another technology in the spirit. When the Holy Ghost comes, He can do something that gives you the result. Don't be surprised when you see Mary pregnant and you can't find Joseph. It is not always disobedience. It's that the Holy Ghost has come to supplement. I know that that promotion should come after 10 years. That is the principle. But don't be surprised when a 10-year-old harvest comes to a man in one day. It is not unusual. When the Holy Ghost comes, He can rewrite things. I know that the angel comes to stir the water once a year. If you miss that moment until next year, but not when Jesus comes. When he comes, he can redefine the seasons. It's true. How shall these things be? I do not know a man. However, he says, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Do you believe this? Lack of strategy. This is where the deficiency of wisdom punishes a lot of people. Please listen to me. There are many things you are writing right now. What you need is not prophecy on it. What you need is a strategy. How many of you know that the oil in the house of the wife of the sons of the prophet, there was already capacity? Isn't it amazing that the things we look outside are already in our house? It's only that you have not been told what to do with the oil. For some of you, God brought you here not necessarily to give you oil. He came to tell you that what you have in your house can be your mind. Your house can be your destiny. Your house can literally be your house. Your house can mean your company, the body of friends around you. The solution is already there. You just need to be told how to make the oil multiply. When you hold my hands, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hands, impossible becomes possible. When you hold my hands, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hands. I agree that when you have an infirmity, the medical approach is to put you under a knife and to carefully walk through your veins and your arteries, cutting out the tumor, cutting out whatever. That is a valid pathway. There are results to show. However, do not forget that the Holy Ghost can also rest upon men and produce the same results. Mary's story is not about giving birth to Jesus. It's about possibilities beyond the realm of science. Possibilities beyond the normal course of things. That means, whilst you are seated trusting God for a miracle, it is true that you may need 10 million, 15 million for whatever, maybe kidney transplant or whatever. I agree. God gave the doctors the wisdom. However, when you see the Holy Ghost resting on people, make sure you cry that he will come upon you too. Because he can make that experience equal to a surgery. Only that this one does not need anesthesia, does not need time. You don't need to be under a knife. God for you. When you hold my hands, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hands, impossible becomes possible. You can get a job, an excellent way of sojourning financially, and receive X amount every month. You can stand with your 2 years' wages, a product of diligence, a product of savings. However, you can stand on this other side, because life treated you unfairly, and the God of favor and mercy comes, the Holy Ghost can breathe upon you. And that you will stand with someone and you are still holding 2 years' wages too, except that you don't have a job, except that you are not 2 years. It looks unfair. I'm saying that anything the Holy Ghost does in the life of the saints is correct. Even if it does not look unfair. Even if it does not look fair, it is correct. So when you see Mary pregnant and you don't see Joseph, don't criticize her. Find out who else came upon her. When you see a man who may not have the kind of intelligence and yet you see God increasing them, don't just say, "Ah, this, how did this happen?" When the Holy Ghost comes upon men, the stories can be rewritten. When you see the man at Bethesda rising, and it's not the season for the angel to come, don't think it was somewhere Jesus came. It's not his fault. Jesus came to him. When Jesus comes, he does not wait for seasons. His coming defines your season. Do you believe this? Listen, one of the greatest secrets I have learned about destiny actualization is to receive the strategies that make prophecies come to pass. If the only thing you run with is prophecy, you will be disappointed. God can tell you, I'm going to raise you to be an anointed apostle, a prophet, an intercessor. That is vision, not strategy. If the strategy does not come, you will fail as if God did not speak to you. So Joshua said, come and give us a strategy. And he said, Joshua, I know you worked with Moses for many years. You saw him manifest different strategies. You use any of those strategies for Jericho, you will fail. Here is your strategy. Once every day, go round. Once. And then by the seventh day, gather all the trumpeters and the singers. Go round seven times. And at the seventh time, let there be a shout, the healer, and the walls will crumble. Very pointless strategy. And yet that was a strategy that brought Jericho down. Look at the strategy that today has brought the gospel to the nations. What is the strategy? Believing a report that Jesus is Savior, that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is King, that He loved you enough to die for you. As supposedly frail as that strategy is, this is what has turned ordinary men to champions. It is that strategy that turned Saul to Paul. It is that strategy that turned weak men. Hallelujah. You are as powerful as the strategies that back you, not just the prophecy that backs you. You are as powerful as the strategies. For some of you, whilst this meeting is going on, I'm saying this so that you will know how God visits you. You may not fall and shout and do all of that, but a strategy comes to you. Pray every morning, 12 to 2. Do that for 3 months. I will speak to you. That's it. That is the strategy that will open the next phase of your ministry. It may not be applicable to everyone. It came to you as a rhema. You just do it. Are we together? I'm reminded about, you know, our story moving into Abuja here. I've said it many times, but for the sake of those who have not heard, I remember I started praying and the Holy Spirit asked me to buy the map of Abuja, the map of Nigeria, the map of Africa, and the map of the globe. Place it on the ground and keep praying. That was it. What sort of a foolish strategy is that? I'm saying, oh God, where is the venue? Where am I going to meet with the people? These crowds you are showing me in the vision, where will they be? Who is going to pay the bills first and foremost? Strategy. For someone, your strategy will be that when a shout comes, shout. The strategy will be dance away your problems before God. And it may not make sense. You see, that's why the Bible says the natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit. It cannot profit. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't follow the path of logic, spiritual things. Someone says strategy. This is a major reason why many destinies are kept. They lack strategies. Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 10. 10 and verse 10. If the iron be blunt, he said, and he do not wax the edge, sharpen the edge, then must he put more strength, inefficiency. But wisdom is profitable in that it sustains the power to give you direction. Wisdom is profitable to direct. There is a way to do ministry such that you will win. There is a way to do ministry that you will be in pain and you will lose forever. There is a way to do business such that you become an indomitable winner. There is a way to do business that you become an apology to yourself and to others. Are we together? There is a way to raise children that you raise champions and giants. There is a way to raise children that cause you to go to your grave early. Have you obtained the strategy for your destiny? Lay your hands on your head in 1 minute and say, Father, reveal the strategy. The strategy for this prophetic word you have given me. Someone be serious. Reveal the strategy that you have allocated for the manifestation of your word in my life. You have said it's a year of exceeding great rewards. I receive the strategy by the power of God. There is a strategy that sustains the anointing that God placed upon your life. There is the strategy that sustains your relevance. There is the strategy that sustains everything God has given you. All the overflows inside, outside, connecting across the globe. Are you praying? I receive the strategy. Go ahead and pray. Breathe, Lord, breathe. Breathe, Lord, breathe. Breathe upon my life. Breathe, Lord, breathe, breathe, Lord, breathe, breathe upon my life. I receive, I manifest your power and your wisdom till the nations see Jesus lifted up, exalted. I receive, I manifest your power and your wisdom till the nations see Jesus lifted up, glorified. Breathe, Lord, breathe, breathe, Lord, breathe, breathe upon my life. Take a minute to pray. Strategy is as powerful as prophecy. Strategy is as powerful as vision. Strategy is as powerful as prophecy. Don't tell me God said, receive the strategy on how it will happen. If God says, go forward, receive the strategy. Your victory is not just in the prophecy. Your victory is not just in being visionary. You must obtain the strategy. Receive, manifest His power, His wisdom, till the nations see Jesus lifted up. Hallelujah. Please look up. Look up. From the jawbone of a donkey to the rod that parted the Red Sea, to the worshippers leading the army in the days of Jehoshaphat, to gathering them 10,000 and counseling them according to the advice of Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, down to Jesus making the people to sit in 50s and 100s and using 5 loaves and 2 fish from a young lad that Andrew brought. Do you not see that the victory of believers all through the Bible is not just prophecy dependent? It is strategy dependent. God is speaking to a businessman. It is true God called you to that business, but you will keep failing until strategy comes. Strategy is like the battery that powers the clock of your destiny. Have you seen someone buy a new clock? New clock, a wall clock, and there's no battery there. The clock has potentials, and yet it cannot move. It cannot work. For someone, you came for koinonia tonight, not necessarily because you are sick in your body, you're not trusting God for healing per se, but is that your life, you'll be marking time from January till now. You need strategy. When it's time to pray, pray this with all your heart. When God began to speak to us about carrying this apostolic fire to the nations, I went to God in prayer and I said, God, there has to be a strategy. These things need finances. These things need the participation of nations. You are stepping into nations with different policies, different biases. The world is no longer a safe place. It's not enough to just give a marching order. What is the strategy? Can I tell you, it's not God's responsibility to spoon feed you with the strategy. Strategy is a product of hunger. It is your hunger that drives you to stay and say, I will not move until it comes. I have received the prophetic word. I have received the green light. But send me the strategy. God told Moses, go to Pharaoh and advocate the exodus of God's people. Moses said, not like that. I know Pharaoh. I know Egypt. I was born. I live there. What is the strategy? And he said, take that rod. Now is the rod of God. Wherewith you will do wonders. And Moses said, that's fine. Let's go. Strategies. Who told you your business cannot rise? Who told you the reason you are suffering is just because rates are high? While we sympathize with those things and we pray that things go down, but it's not the truth. That's not the reason. There is a strategy behind the prophecy that you will be a house owner. If you don't get the strategy, the prophecy, you will become mocked by that. Moses, you are going to be a deliverer, but make sure the strategy is known. Moses did not know the strategy, so he killed an Egyptian by inventing his own strategy. He was a deliverer, but because he did not have a strategy, he took initiative and that cost him a lot. It is dangerous to use your own strategy to try to bring God's vision. Using your own strategy is another way of giving your hands to Satan and say, chain my destiny. It's not only prophecy you should receive. Who is God speaking to today? I believe someone, you came to church tonight. This is your miracle service. You're a man of God, no doubt. His grace is on your life, no doubt. You copy blindly, you will suffer as if God did not call you. You have to stay. What is a strategy? There has to be a strategy for my joy, a strategy for my peace, a strategy for my rising, a strategy for my excelling. How am I supposed to live and work in this place? Nobody likes me in that office. Perhaps I'm the only believer. Ask Daniel. There was a strategy given to Daniel that made him to succeed in Babylon. Babylon was not his house. It was not a favorable place. It was a place of idolatry. And yet Daniel excelled. Don't say it's the job. It is the absence of strategy. I feel tempted to ask you one more time to cry. Lord, show me the strategy. What is the strategy for tomorrow? What is the strategy for doing ministry profitably such that God becomes glorified in and through my life? What is the strategy for doing business God's way? Now that you know to bribe and to steal and to be corrupt is not God's way, have you received God's strategy? He made known his ways to Moses. Don't just celebrate prophecy. Don't just celebrate vision. You must stay to receive the strategy. 1 minute. You are praying. Salika prandas kabarakatoshates. Shalem berekete brakatoska bres. Zabranda berekoska. Agrapete berekete berekete paskatiata. Go ahead and pray. Without a strategy, even though prophecy may be there, without a strategy, even though vision may be there, victory may be far from you. Take a minute to pray. You are investing in your destiny. Let a man of God pray. Let a champion pray. Let one who is tired of his current location in life and destiny pray. Open my eyes, oh God. Let me see. Open my eyes, oh God. Let me see. The strategy that brings me to a wealthy place. The strategy that gives me rest round about. The strategy for increase in ministry. Rest round about. Send it, oh God, from heaven. Someone pray. There is a strategy. God will never give you an assignment without the strategy. You were not patient. You were not patient enough to stay till the strategy comes. In Jesus' name I pray. I'm pressing on this point because I know there is an anointing on it. as I came, I realized by the Spirit preaching that this is where the problem of many people is. That's why God is impressing on me. Stay here for a bit. Not many. It's easy to pray and minister healing. It's easy to pray and minister deliverance. But most people's problem is not lack of vision. They know what they want already. The strategy. There are things God told me. There are covenants I have with Him. There are strategies I receive from Him. And there is an oath over those strategies that it will never fail. Never fail. It's true. Do you know? I remember one of the times, I've not shared this, when I was praying, the overflows, I didn't even know this auditorium, didn't even know there would be space. I know that I saw crowds of people. And I was wondering, where in Abuja will these people be? Where will they stay? Where? How am I going to keep these people? This is what I was seeing in my visions. And I was wondering, for God's sake, where will these people be? I just know that I was seeing these things in my vision. And God said, you just stay with me. Get the map of Abuja, the map of Nigeria, the map of Africa, the map of the globe. Lay your hands on it and pray every day. That's it. The foolishness of obedience. Can I tell you? When you see believers look like they are signs and wonders, it's not as if it is their making. It's the reason why we do not glorify self. When these things happen, we point people to that King Eternal, the one who is the only wise God. It is out of His wisdom we have drawn. Let me tell you the truth. Be tired of where you are now and cry and say, Father, the grace will not be shared tonight until the strategy that I need. I remember crying to God in prayer. What is the secret? What really makes ministry work? Strategy. And that from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which is able to make you wise unto salvation. Meditate on these things, he says. Give yourself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear unto all. That thy profiting may appear unto all. For someone after this miracle service, obtain grace to go for a retreat and don't come out of that retreat until you come up with a blueprint. Are we together? I think it was John A.A. Allen. He had cried and cried for the miracle working power of God and nothing happened. He went to lock himself and he told his wife, he said, honey, I'm not coming out of this place until God gives me the secret to a supernatural healing ministry. And he locked himself, and according to him, there were seven things that were downloaded from heaven. And that if he walked in keeping with those things, he would have an excelling ministry. And oh boy, did he. From nation to nation, exceptional things for the kingdom. I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive this as an impartation that before this service is over, an information, an idea, a strategy unique to you, unique to that which God has ordained for you, let it rest upon you. Let it rest upon you. When that strategy comes into your spirit, may it turn you to a sign and a wonder. May it turn you to an object of praise. Hear me. Every problem is as mighty as the absence of strategies. When strategies come, they deflate challenges. Spiritual challenges, family life, marital challenges, financial challenges, whatever it is. Don't ask if things can be done. Your prayer is, Lord, download from heaven. It can't be that my business, you called me into this business. You didn't send me to come to Abuja and roam around. You told me I'm a kingdom financier. It's been 3 years, all doors closed. There has to be a way. There has to be a way. There has to be a way. You told me I will feed my family. I will feed nations. I am here begging. Instead of getting angry and saying, God, all this week, send me help from your sanctuary. Is that not in your Bible? Psalm 20 and verse 1. Give us verse 1 and 2. Let me even speak it as a prophetic word over someone. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. May he send you help tonight from this sanctuary. May he send you help tonight from this sanctuary. May he send you help tonight from this sanctuary. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my help has come. Oh, my help has come. Oh, as powerful as the prophetic word God gave you, as the vision he put before you, alongside the strategy he gave you, it is that combination that produces victory. Let me give you the last one. Please sit. Please sit. Someone is ready to testify. I know when something enters. I know when a spirit communication. Someone has really received something. That you will go back home, and even though there is nothing before you, you begin to dance because the strategy has come. God has shown me how to do ministry and win. God has shown me how to raise my children and win. God has shown me how to live in Abuja and win. In America and win. In UK and win. The way of the winner is the way of the Spirit. The way of the winner is the way of the Spirit. Did you hear what I said? Truly. Should I pursue? And he said, pursue, overtake, and without fail, recover. Strategies. Why are you crying unto me, Moses? Tell the people that they go forward. Stretch forth your rod and speak to the Red Sea. Cause it to part, heater and teeter, and let the people walk on dry ground. Strategy. If it be thou, bid me come. Come. Strategy. How can you walk
When you don't know the way of the world, how can you run? When you don't know the way of the Spirit, how can you fly? When you don't know the way of the wind, His power at work in you, changing everything.
In obedience to us,
recreating everything.
In obedience to Christ,
rewriting everything.
In obedience to us,
rebuilding everything. He's the Holy Ghost. You're the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Living God. Scepter of the King of Kings. You're the Holy Ghost, Seal of the Age to come. He's changing everything. In obedience to Christ, it's in obedience to Christ. In obedience to Christ, it's in obedience to Christ.
In obedience to Christ.
Please sit. The final enemy, and then we'll pray. The waters have been stirred in this place now. Well, there are actually three more. Let me run through them. I won't explain. Number six, exhaustion or weariness. Weariness is an enemy to destiny actualization. Galatians 6 and verse 9. All men, including believers, can be weary and can be exhausted. So the Bible says, let us not be weary, even in well-doing. It leaves us with an assurance that for in due season we will reap. Condition, if we faint not. Again, if we faint not. If you faint through weariness, there is no harvest. If you faint through weariness, prophecy might be there, but you may never enter the experience of it. The sixth enemy to rest, victory, triumph, joy is exhaustion. There are many people who have come here right now. You are fagged out, exhausted. The Bible says even the young men will be weary. Is that true? The youth will utterly fall. It says, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew. The strength was once there, but it became depleted. Encountering the vicissitudes of life, renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Weariness. Number seven. What is the seventh enemy of advancement, triumph, liberty? All of these things I'm listing will become your prayer points tonight. Over dependence on men. Over dependence on men. This has pegged many great prophetic destinies. God will always use men, but He does not mandate that you trust men. No, you trust in the Lord. He uses men as a vehicle. God will ask you to believe men, but to trust, meaning to place your entire life, the security of your life and destiny on a man. No. Isaiah 31 and verse 3. The greatest of men and the greatest of human strategies are frail. Read with me. One to read. Now the Egyptians are men and not God. As powerful as their horses are, the horses are flesh. They are not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth and he that is helped shall all fall, and they will be forgotten together. If men walk, it's because God empowered them to produce. Did you hear that? Egypt is not without the help of God. The horses, even the rider, is only able to ride and move in speed because it is empowered by God. Over dependence on men. God will always use men, but allow him select the men he will use. Allow him, you're a man of God here, don't give yourself headache by tying yourself to say, this person fund my ministry, fund my crusade. That is a recipe for heart attack. They looked unto him and their faces were lightened. There is no shame when men look unto God. God will use men to look down to them. He says, I have seen the affliction of my people by reason of their taskmasters, and I am come down. He came down through a man, the man Moses. God always comes down to men through men, but he does not mandate that men worship men. Two times in scripture, that entities that were not God were prohibited from being worshipped. One, the king made a 90-foot statue, and he paid dearly for it. Dearly for it. Dearly for it. Let me give you the last one very quickly. There's a lot to do tonight. Is someone learning? The eighth and final enemy of advancement, triumph, liberty, joy, rest. Direct demonic assaults. Can you see that this is only number eight? It is true that Satan, in addition to a very organized satanic structure, they always launch attacks and assaults on all men, but more importantly, the saints. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. Be sober, it says, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, the devil is not a friend, the devil is not a counselor, the devil is not an ally. The Bible calls him your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. He walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That means when he finds you, he will devour you, for sure. He finds you, he will devour you. Be sober, he says, be sensitive, be discerning, be vigilant, because there is an enemy, there is an adversary around the corridors of your destiny. And he says you deal with him by putting on the whole armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, brethren, it says, verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Then he begins to list for you that you should put on the whole armor of God to the end that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the strategies of the devil. You stand against Satan not just by hating him. No, it's a waste to hate Satan. Doesn't make any difference. Hatred is not a weapon in the spirit. No. Hatred is a luggage, is a load, it's not a weapon. Doesn't fight anything, doesn't bring any victory. Maybe to hate unrighteousness, yes. But for spirit, no. Hatred does not affect Satan. It is putting on the whole armor of God. And you have been taught here times without number. There are many of them. The breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit. Your feet shod with the gospel, the preparation of the gospel of peace. Then it says, haven't done all to stand. Now listen to me. Your desires tonight, for those of us here, the many who are here, all the overflows outside, all our expressions across the globe, and to as many who are connecting right now, we're going to get into a moment of prayer and I'll be ministering to you. But have it at the back of your mind that it is not all about casting out demons. It is not all about ministering deliverance by separating you from spirits. That some of these things may be the enemies. This is the reason why we're going to start by praying. Prayer deals with some of these things. In the place of prayer, you obtain grace to be diligent, so you deal with ignorance. Are we together? In the place of prayer, you obtain grace to fight limiting beliefs, inaccurate or incomplete mindsets that keep making poor decisions out of your life, bringing poor outcomes to your destiny. How about procrastination? If I were you, I would pray that one with all my heart. If you are a sincere person, you would know that this would have affected you in one way or the other. Kairos moments that were missed because certain things. I've taught you here that destiny is a function of time, and whatever takes from your time has taken a part of your destiny. How about inaction, number four? The laxity to take action. That when God gives you the marching order, when He grants you grace, you must obtain grace to move. It says, by you I run through a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. Five, lack of strategies. You've prayed it, but we'll still pray it again. Six, exhaustion. Mental exhaustion. Exhaustion from hoping. Hoping that God will step in over your life, your family. The Bible says hope deferred can make the heart weary. Hope deferred. Seven, over dependence on men. You came here wanting to receive a prophecy, for instance, just connected to a man, and you're not interested in God. Just tell me who is the person who is going to change my life. Call his name, give me his phone number perhaps. I'm not being sarcastic. I hope God has not disappointed you by saying don't harass anybody. Everybody has, even if God told you I'm to bless you, I can refuse. And God will respect my choice. If you trust him enough, he will use another person. If you don't trust him enough, you will be disappointed. Because you'll be saying, God, 3 weeks ago, you promised me that you'll wake Apostle to help me. Till now, he has not. It's possible that I can refuse as an act of my will. God, I've had you, but I refuse. Will you risk your destiny because of the refusal of one man? That is a risk. Look unto him. If he wakes Mary and Mary refuses, there are other people. The most important thing is that somebody will arise and step in for your case, for your cause. You believe that? Say amen. Yes. And then for direct demonic assaults, we're glad from scripture. I think it's 2 Corinthians 2, I think, and 14. Now thanks be to God, which causes us always to triumph. Now thanks be to God. Yeah. 2:14. Now thanks be to God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place. Let me assure you by God, if you found your way to this place, know that you must carry a testimony back home. I'm saying it only to a believer. I'm saying it only to a receiver, not to a hearer. That if you found your way to this place, or you are connected in the name of Jesus, you must carry a potent testimony tonight back home. You must carry a potent testimony tonight back home in the name of Jesus. Testimonies are real. Testimonies are real. They are manifestations of the hand of God, the visitations of God by His word through His spirit in the life of His people. Are you ready for a change of story? You are going to cry. I will list out the prayer points and you will pray. It's part of the miracle service. So that where you have been found wanting, giving allowance to Satan, giving allowance to these enemies to stop you from going forward, you deal with them in the place of prayer. After that, you are ready to receive. Hallelujah. The overflow outside. Three people will start running. Please let ushers hold them so they don't injure themselves. The overflow outside. I just saw this in my vision. Like the power of God will come upon three people. Literally, they will start running under the anointing. I want you to hold them so they don't injure themselves. In the name of Jesus, that grace is resting upon you. It's speed. God is bringing speed. Three people I'm seeing in my vision. Please just hold them. And whether you're an usher or not, there are so many people outside. Three people. Let that grace rest upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. One of the balconies
The power of God is coming on a lady. The anointing of the Spirit is coming on a pastor. You're a man of God. You came here with hunger, fasting and praying. I'm seeing an anointing coming very strongly on a man of God. You're a man in ministry. It's a mighty anointing. You will not be the same. God is about satisfying you. You are about to contact a grace that will redefine your ministry. Redefine your ministry. You will step into a realm of strange signs and wonders by the Spirit. Are you ready to pray? Listen, when it's time to pray, I like you to pray with energy, with zeal, with seriousness. Are we together? I will pray for you, but it's after you have prayed. This is part of the miracle service. Don't keep quiet. When it's time to pray, you pray. What things soever ye desire, Mark 11:24. When you pray, believe that thou receivest them, and thou shalt have them. We are going to pray. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Shalina sobras keberin toskia paratos kevest. Kradila savelend. Sobrendes kabaruskiata. Say after me, Father. Come on, shout it like believers. Say, Father. Tonight, I decree and I declare that every hindrance to my progress, to my advancement, let it be destroyed now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every hindrance. God has spoken great things concerning you in Zion. Pray. Salike pereketos katabranda kapalatos. Pray in the spirit. Pray in understanding. By you I can run through a troop. By my God I can leap and I will leap over walls. Man of God, pray. It's a new season. Businessman, pray. Father, every enemy impeding my advancement to destiny, I come against such. Outside, pray. All the overflows, pray. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. He will put his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for 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 me. Pray! Shekepekataka paratos. Rakata pranta kaparakatas, lakata pranta parakata praskata palakatos, rakata pranta kaparakata palakata parakatos, rapatos soprata kaparentos kotopregate. Jehovah, arise in the name of Jesus. Move my destiny forward, my destiny forward, my ministry forward, my life forward. Prateka parenta kaparekos koto prenta kaparekatos. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He said, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ, and bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ. Are you ready to pray? That every mentality that is in partnership with Satan, leading to my defeat, leading to my retrogression,
by the power that raised Christ from the dead, we tear those thoughts down. We tear those strongholds down. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Cry like a believer. Wrong beliefs, negative thinkings, inaccurate mindsets, poor belief systems that are in partnership with Satan, in partnership with conditions, in partnership with spirits, keeping me down, keeping me poor, keeping me limited. I come against you in the name of Jesus. I come against you in the name of Jesus. I come against you in the name of Jesus. Prataka barakata proskoto balakatas. Go ahead and pray. It's an investment in your destiny. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now I want you to pray this one with all your heart. Let it be with zeal and passion. Say, Father, the spirit of procrastination, let it be destroyed in my life now. Go ahead and pray. Destroyed. That spirit that keeps my destiny at a standstill through indecision, through procrastination, giving flimsy excuses, I come against you. It's a new season in ministry, in business, in destiny. Come on, pray. Procrastination, I come against you. I obtain grace. I obtain grace to move by making quality decisions, prompt decisions, destiny advancement decisions. Haranda gabraska balaka parotos kobrondo baratus yata. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Now hear me. There are many of you here who are weak and exhausted. To draw from you again. Hey. To draw from you again. Hey. To drink from you again. I draw from you again. Yeah. I drink from you again. Yeah. We've come to draw. Natural strength. Strength for the journey. Strength to fulfill prophecy. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Strength. Strength. If you turn aside in the day of battle, your strength is small. Your strength is small. Someone draw strength. Draw strength from the journey. Rakateka barakatos katabrantekata. Draw strength for ministry. Draw strength for leadership. Draw strength for stamina. Draw the staying power, the power to remain, the power to run and not be weary, the power to walk and not faint. Randa gabalentos kodopra kebeleke parutas tabreskes. Shagra gabadaka parakata prantaka palakatos. Someone is praying. I draw strength. Strengthened in my inner man. strengthened for ministry, strengthened for revival, strengthened to manifest prophecy, strengthened for a new season, strengthened to advance, strengthened to break barriers, strengthened to run through a troop, strengthened to leap over a wall. Take a minute, you are praying. Sebes katabala gadaba katapras kataparanto kotopos. Brata kaparakata branda kaparata kaparotos. Shalagabaragata. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Final prayer point. You're going to pray. Whether you believe it or not, demon spirits are real. Yes, sir. Whether you believe it or not, they oppress all men and will perpetually attempt the lives and the prophetic destinies of the saints. They will attempt your ministry. They will attempt your influence. They will attempt the assignment of God given to you. They will attempt your children. They will attempt your life. It is your responsibility to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has brought you free. It says it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. We are going to pray that every spirit troubling my destiny, assigned to waste my relevance, to shut my voice that I will not be heard, to destroy God's grace upon your life, your home, your family, go ahead and command that they lose their hold. Go ahead and pray. Afflicting the bodies of the saints. Someone pray. Afflicting the destinies of the saints. Afflicting your finances, afflicting your health, afflicting your relationships, driving quality destiny helpers. Prata kateke pereketa, emprato soto pereketariata. Someone pray.
Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, you lift my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, the lifter up of my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, you lift my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, the lifter up of my head. You're my glory, the lifter up of my head. You're my glory, the lifter up of my head.
freedom has come by the testimonies that follow. How do you know the doors have been opened? The testimonies that follow. How do you know the gates have been opened? The testimonies that follow.
You're my glory, the lifter up of my head. Lifter up of my head. The lifter up of my head. Lifter up of my head. The lifter up of my head. The lifter up of my head. The lifter up of my head.
The lifter up of my head.
The lifter up of my head.
The lifter up of my head.
The lifter up of my head. You're the lifter up of my head. Embrata caprasco sebalende feretus capretige delegate brata caparas.
In the name of Jesus. 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 Now, if you came here with any pain in your body, just people with pains, any kind of pain, shoulder pain, joint pain, whatever kind of pain, I want you to lay your hands right there. The power of God is in this place. Lay your hands. I want to pray for you. Lay your hands. Abdominal pain, joint pain, whether you are outside any of the overflows down to the basement, following online, lay your hands. Jesus wants to touch you now. Hallelujah. Father, in the name that is above all names, my God, such an anointing flowing in this place now. The anointing of the Spirit corrects. It does not just create. It corrects. And so when that power comes upon you, you see that the same way electricity gives life to a device, that is the same way as it surges through your body, it begins to correct anomalies. And this is what God is doing right now. I'm not ministering deliverance yet. It's a healing anointing. Marvelous things. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. Every pain. You hear the word of the Lord. Every pain. Every pain. Let it be gone now. Every pain. Pain around your chest. Pain around your back for someone, the lumbar area. Let that pain be gone now. Pain around the limbs, be healed now. For someone, you have severe pain. I'm seeing someone, pain around your right ear. Be healed right now. Your hands, severe pain. This has happened now for days for someone. Be healed right now. Amen. Shout a believing amen. Amen. There's someone, you have a very severe pain around your rib area. I'm not sure if you've gone to the hospital for tests, but in the name of Jesus, The Lord is bringing you healing right now. Bringing you healing right now. Now every pain, whether I mentioned it or not, I decree and declare be healed now. I'm hearing the name Christopher. Who is Christopher? I'm hearing a name Christopher. Christopher, I'm going to minister deliverance right now. Christopher. Is there someone with such a name? Christopher. God wants to set you free. Christopher. Who is Martha? Martha. M-A-R-T-H. Martha. Who is Christopher? Shanis Kobarin Toskila Fraga Parantos Gabriya Tatoskiatabash. Please don't come out at random. If it's not your, if don't feel bad if it's not, don't worry, everybody will receive. Hallelujah. Christopher. Bring for me the gentleman that shouts now under the anointing. Loud. Please pick him and bring him to the front. A gentleman, not a lady. Your name is Christopher. What do you do?
I'm a student.
Huh? Come again?
NDLEA, sir. NDLEA.
NDLEA. I'm going to pray for you, Christopher. The Lord wants to do a miracle in the life of Christopher. The power of God is coming on one of you right now. I just saw light, the ladies. One of you, the anointing of the Spirit is coming upon you. Martha. I'm hearing the name Martha. I curse that oppression of darkness. Let her go now. Christopher, I pray for you in the name that is above all names. Let the spirit of death over the family of Christopher in the name that is above all names. Whatever is programming an obituary over the family of Christopher, it dies now in the name of Jesus. Dies now in the name of Jesus. Is there anyone with the name Maimuna? That should be a Hausa, a northern name. I'm hearing Maimuna. I want to pray for you. If you find such a person, we have to be very fast. Christopher, you, the spirit of death over the family of Christopher, I come against it right now. I declare you will live and not die. You will live and not die. You will live and not die. In the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know, I presume there might be a number of people, but there's a gentleman here, they call you Junior. Junior. What's your name?
Junior.
They call you Junior.
Yes, yes.
Look at me, where are you from?
Benue State.
Benue State. I need to pray for you, because I'm seeing your leg swelling, and I'm wondering what is swelling this leg. Don't be afraid, I'm not a prophet of doom. Stand up, my friend. Junior, they call you Junior. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands over this gentleman. The Bible says the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. As I'm praying for him, I'm praying for you. Anybody that plans evil for you, in the name of Jesus, what happened to Haman will happen to them. I say it again, digging a pit for you to fall, may they fall into that same pit. Fall into that same pit. Fall into that same pit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Who works in UBA? United Bank for Africa. UBA. I can imagine that there might be many people who are staff here who works in UBA. We have to be very fast. Please don't tell lies. Make sure that you are serious. We're not playing games. Please. UBA. Okay, the ladies, huh? In the name of Jesus, no, I'll pray for you. Father, my dear, look at me. Shout Jesus as loud as you can.
Jesus!
I decree and declare everything the devil has planted in your stomach, I declare that it lives now forever. By the power that raised Christ from the dead. In the name of Jesus.
UBA. I'm praying for you. There is something that God wants to do in that bank. And there are a few people who are going to be mightily lifted. This is what I'm seeing. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm praying for you. The favor that needs to rest upon you in UBA, I release that grace upon you. That as they are looking for people to lift, because you have come here tonight, may my God honor you. What God says to one, He says to all. God has spoken to us that it's a season of reward. May it be so for you. I'm saying it to you again. Be lifted in a way that will surprise you. By the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. You return to your seat rejoicing. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is opening my eyes. I'm seeing the map of Nigeria. I wanted to bring those people out. And the Lord is taking me to Kogi State. There is a spirit. When God shows me this, now He begins to minister to people who belong to those regions. It's a sign and a wonder how God does it. But right now I'm praying, even as God has shown me, everyone who comes from that region and has been tied down, bring them out by witchcraft or any orchestration of darkness. Since God has revealed it, in the name that is above all names, I silence those spirits now. I silence those spirits now. Please bring them out very quickly. The Bible says, even the lawful captives shall be delivered. I'm praying for everybody, but I saw the map of Kogi State. In the name that is above all names, every evil that dwells within that region plaguing man, by the blood of the eternal covenant, all who are connected to that territory, be set free this moment. Be set free this moment. Be set free this moment. In the name of Jesus. Who is from Gombe State? Gombe State. Gombe State will be northeast. I don't know why God is speaking to me now about Gombe State. In the name that is above all names, Gombe State. Mighty deliverance is coming to someone. Gombe State. The Lord is showing me that there is a spirit that keeps men and never allows them to rise. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, Gombe State. Palisho praskima hashandalako rako sebreskiata. Kradisko seberento sebrediskiata. Grenishana malako sabradigeberiata. Let fire from heaven rest upon everyone who has been plagued by spirits within that state. I set you free now. 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 The powers that reside within those regions, trapping destinies, trapping lives, I declare by the word of the Lord, be free now. Be free now. Be free now. You may not be from this region, but anyone whose region is the reason why you are kept down, I release you. Go forward now. Go forward now. Go forward now. For it is written that even the lawful captive shall be delivered. My dear people from Gombe State, God has come to you. Receive that visitation now. Every family that has been tied down, every great destiny that will not emerge, I say it again. It doesn't matter in what way it is appearing. Joblessness, barrenness, troubles in home, I declare be delivered now.
Glory be to God.
Ay, ay, ay,
ay, ay, ay, ay, glory be to God.
Listen, do you know why God?
God visits people like this, it's not a waste of time. It is God who really knows the root of people's problems. You just see people come like that, and with one encounter, God just opens doors for them. Only God knows how many people have been praying and fasting. Doesn't mean he's ignoring other regions. It is just how God does his things. There is a family here. The fire of God is coming upon you. There is a spirit that kills the men in that family. This is what I'm seeing. Not just the people in front now. I'm speaking to everyone. There is a spirit. You've lost many men, male, in your family. By the power that raised Christ from the dead. I don't know who is here representing that family. But in the name that is above all names, we stay the power of darkness from oppressing your family. We stay the power of darkness from oppressing your family. In the name of Jesus Christ. Last week, you were relieved of your job. Last week. We have to really hurry up. May God bless you. Please return. Once I pray for you, return to your seat for those who can. Last week, the Lord is revealing to me, you were relieved. I don't know what happened. You were relieved of your job. If there is such a person, a serious job now you're doing, and you were relieved, is there such a person? I want to pray for you. If you can't come forward, I'll pray very quickly in the name that is above all names. For that person, whether male or female, is not given to me, but in the name that is above all names, I'm praying, whoever is that person, you have been relieved of your job, I'm praying that the God of heaven, the one who gives people allocations, gives people jobs, may he open a strange door for you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 I want to pray right now. You are not going to shout. Usually I will ask you to shout the name Jesus. But I'm going to make a decree. And I want you to bring all those people in front. There are spirits that have tied men. There are spirits that have stopped destinies from going forward. They have not just attacked people because they are individuals. They have ravaged families. They have ravaged destinies. You can see their signature all over families. I'm about to make a decree right now. I see the fire of God just spreading everywhere. Whether inside or outside, as much as you can, I want you to bring those people here right now. You're not going to shout. I will speak. And then by the power of the Holy Spirit, let it come to an end now. Let it come to an end now. Oppressions, causes, patterns that have tied destinies. I'm saying it again. Please bring them out. Let it come to an end now. By the fire of the Spirit of God, anyone here under the sound of my voice, you are a victim of household wickedness. You are a victim of territorial spirits, familiar spirits, orchestrations of darkness, tying you, tying your loved ones. Right now, be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. I set you free. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, I decree and declare, be free right now. Be free for you and your children. Be free for you and your loved ones. Be free for you and your brothers and sisters. Be free in the name of Jesus.
Who is like him? Lion and the lamb seated on the throne.
Bring them up very quickly.
Mountains bow down, every ocean roll to the King of Kings. We will praise Adonai from the rising of the sun to the end of every day. Praise Adonai. All the nations of the earth, all the elders and the saints, sing praise Adonai. From the rising of the sun,
I'm seeing a word, misfortune. Misfortune. These are calamities that plague people. You get up in the morning and something evil must happen by the time it is evening. I pray for you. I don't know who that person is, but let the power of God, wherever you are, spirits causing misfortune, aborting prophetic opportunities, be set free now. Be set free now. Aliga praka parakatos yata. Be set free now. My God, fire is burning in this place. Be set free now. Be set free now. The plague of negative occurrences, negative patterns around your life. Negative patterns. It happened to grandfather. It happened to father. Now it's happening to you. In the name of Jesus, those patterns are broken now. 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 In the name of Jesus. The spirit of delay, tying people in one place. My God, fire is resting on people now. Delay over jobs. Delay over God's prophetic word. You are going to shout Jesus. And as you shout that name, anyone who has been a victim of delay, your deliverance comes now. Are you ready? One, two, three, shout Jesus. Rakatapakatapas, Rapakaparakatopates, Rapatapatapakaparakatos. Delay broken now, broken now. That cause broken now, broken now. Bring them out.
We release the sound of the heavens, sound of creation, Yahweh is near. We release sound of the heavens, sound of creation, Yahweh is near. We cry holy, holy, holy unto Yeshua. We cry holy.
There are spirits that keep families poor. The issue of economic empowerment is not just the issue of products and services. It's not just the issue of intelligence and value. There are spirits, and I want to set you free. I'm ministering as God is placing it in my spirit. Are you ready to shout that name again? That name, the Bible says, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 8:9. That though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich. The first rest is riches unto righteousness, but then it extends to every other area. I'm praying for you. Any family here that have not had the opportunity to taste of the goodness of God, to live a life of dignity and grace, as you shout this name, let those altars go down. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. Spirits of lack and want and poverty. Lack and want and poverty. Lack and want and poverty. Be broken. Lack and want and poverty. Give way in the name of Jesus.
Atmosphere shift now. Chains be broke. Break now. Holy Spirit, now. Heaven open, heaven open. Atmosphere shift now. Chains be broken.
Don't be tired of receiving, oh. Don't be tired of receiving. God is changing your life. Changing your life. Changing your life. I'm ministering deliverance, but many are going to receive an impartation of favor now. I just sense that fire on my hands. Father, as many who are tired of going around in circles and have not experienced favor, I stretch my hands. Receive this moment. The grace for favor. Receive this moment. The grace for favor. Let it rest on you. Paris Keparuta Siata. Receive this moment. The grace for favor. The grace for favor. The grace for favor. The grace for favor. Let it turn your life around. Let it turn your life around. In the name of Jesus. Favor. Favor. Someone who came here struggling. You have done everything you know to do. Whether you have a job or not, the difference does not show in your life. Whether you are in business or not, the difference does not show in your life. Whether you are helped or not, the difference does not show. Let this grace rest upon you now. Rest upon you now. Rest upon you now. Are you ready to receive speed? Destiny is a function of time. And when Satan steals your time, he has taken a major part of your life. This one will come heavy on someone. There are two ways God gives us dominion over time, I have taught you. Number one is called restoration. Number two is called speed. When God wants to show a man mercy, he brings both. Restoration means the events that should have happened in your yesterday are brought forward to manifest in your today. Speed is that God gives you capacity to do much within a little time. Are you ready to receive it? I pray for someone. Let me start with restoration. I don't know what you have lost through carelessness, what you have lost through lack of discernment, but I pray right now, let the grace for restoration rest on you. Restoration in your finances. Restoration in your marriage. Restoration in your relationships. Restoration over your spiritual life. Over your job. Receive restoration by the Spirit of God. Now, are you ready for speed? Oh, I believe in speed, oh. Some of you will run like Elijah, my God. And the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he ran and overtook the chariots of Ahab down to Jezreel. I stretch my hands. on a man of God. I stretch my hands over a business person. By God who has shown mercy, receive speed. Speed in ministry. Speed. Speed in business. Speed in career. Speed in your finances. In the name of Jesus. Let me prophesy to you. Become on time. Manifest on time. Acquire on time. Conquer on time. Receive the anointing on time. In the name of Jesus Christ. On time. Time. That everything that will not allow you to have dominion over time, just help those under the anointing. I'm praying it for you again. By this grace for speed. Some of you, God will take 10 years and put it in 2 months. 10 years. You believe it. I'm speaking by the Spirit. 10 years and put it in 2 years for you. In 1 month for you. Hallelujah. Look at me. When Isaac felt, even though blind, he felt Jacob, who had disguised to be Esau, he said, how come you have gotten it so quickly? He said, because the Lord has helped me. How did you return so quickly? Genesis 27:20. How is it that you have found what I sent you to find so quickly? He said, because the Lord God brought it to me. I want to pray for someone. God can bring things to men. God can bring men to men. God can bring opportunities to men. Can I pray for you? Everyone who is a destiny helper in this season, may my God bring them to you. May my God bring them to you. Bring opportunities to your life. Bring resources to your life. In the name of Jesus. Very powerful scripture. Keep it there. We're praying. 27:20. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that you found the answer to that business problem quickly? How is it that you found the strategy quickly while others are looking for it? He said, it is because God brought it to me. He's called Ebenezer. God can help men. That what men are looking for, God can carry it and bring it to a man, bring it to a ministry, bring it to a church. Is this someone's testimony? Again, I'm praying for you. What others are looking for, because you have chosen to love him and to serve him and to live for him. My God, through this prophetic word, is bringing the things others are looking for to you. And Samuel told Saul, on your way back, you will see 3 men, each holding loaves of bread. They will salute you and they will give it to you. He says, of them receive it. Of them receive it from their hands. They will salute you and they will give the 2 loaves of bread. When they give you, receive it. When they held it from their houses, they didn't know that it's not their own. There are many people holding things that are not their own. It's prophecy. They are holding it for the time when God will bring it to you. They are holding business ideas, holding resources, holding lands, holding opportunities. I'm praying for you. That which is yours in prophecy, in the name of Jesus, I gravitate it, let it enter your hand. Let it enter your hand. In this season, let it enter your hand. Hallelujah. Listen, I've had the honor of receiving great gifts from people. People have been kind and thoughtful enough to give me gifts at various points in my life. And sometimes, people travel from the farthest end of the globe and hold this precious gift. And when they bring it to me, I'm grateful for receiving it, but then I wonder that at the point they were getting those gifts and they traveled from the farthest ends of the earth, it was me they had in their mind. Some of them, as they paid extra luggages and carried those gifts, it was not for themselves. The Magi carried gifts and went all the way. You would think their going all the way was to be for themselves. Their going all the way was not for themselves. It was for Jesus. There are people who have been mandated to carry gifts, all kinds of helps for your destiny. My assignment is to be a prophetic midwife, to connect them to you. I'm praying for you again. Anyone bearing gifts, gifts of help, gifts of wisdom, gifts of access, gifts of ideas meant for you and your destiny. And in the name of Jesus, you have not been able to meet together. I declare that connection happens in this season. That prophetic divine connection happens in this season. It happens in this season. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, right where you are, I want you to open your mouth. Open your mouth in the next 2 minutes. Everything you came here trusting God to do for you, please don't keep quiet. You are before the God who answers all prayers. Open your mouth and I want you to begin to pray. Go ahead. Connecting across the globe, please pray. God is not a prayer hearing God alone. He's a prayer answering God. Someone open your mouth. The Bible says, Philippians 4 and verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Someone pray. Pray. Let it be from the depth of your heart. Turn my mourning to dancing. Someone pray. Turn my sorrow to joy. Rise up for my daughter. Rise up for my son. Rise up for my wife. Rise up for my husband. Rise up for the work you have given me. I have searched and searched all the earth, searched and searched all the earth, and I found that Babu Wani Kamarka. I have searched and searched all the earth, searched and searched all the earth, I found that Babu Wani Kamarka. Hey, Babu Wani Kamarka. Are you praying? Open your mouth and pray. Lord, come through for me. Someone, you are praying. Outside, you are praying. Sale gabaranta gabarakoto sopra gabarato siata. Randa balana makaprados kapea soprosto badi gabarato siata. Hallelujah. 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 Was he praying? There's an impartation that God is doing. This is what I'm seeing. That's why I just became silent. An impartation is a transference of graces. This is particularly for ministers of the gospel. There are people who have come hungry with their hearts open, desperate to receive. This is what I'm just seeing, like oil. This is not water. This is oil flowing. This is what I'm seeing. You see, our possibilities in the kingdom and even in ministry is predicated upon the kind and the level of grace that is at work in your life. Grace. That impartation, I'm going to minister to you now. A man of God is receiving unction. 1,000 cubits is being measured to you in the spirit. It's time to step into another dimension of ministry. This weak ministry without power. No, you can't do ministry that way. It's time to do ministry with power. Ministry with grace, with signs, with wonders. Intercessors, grace is coming on you now. Intercessors, grace is coming on you now. The grace to stay, the grace to pray, and the grace to see it. To stay, to pray, until you see what you have prayed for happen. Let that grace rest on you now. There are people receiving graces to teach. Prophetic teachers. Access to the mysteries of the kingdom. I'm praying for you. Let that unction rest upon you now. Sound exegesis of the word. Male or female, that grace is locating you right now by the Spirit of God. Impartation. Worshippers. Songs. It's time for new songs. New songs. New songs. New sounds. Hear them in your dreams. Hear them in your visions. Hear them as you pray. Hear them as they worship. Psalmistry at another dimension. The Davidic order of songs. Let it well up from your spirit, man. In the name of Jesus. 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 There are men and women here, and you better believe what I'm saying. God is in the business of searching for men that he can trust with the resources of the kingdom. This is beyond just being prosperous. This is becoming a conduit, a channel for God's prophetic program to happen. I'm seeing the number 17:17. That grace right now is resting on people. Father, find worthy stewards, stewards of your resources. In the name of Jesus, I release that grace. Let it find you. Let it find you. You will step into a level of abundance by the Spirit. Abundance by the wisdom of the Spirit. Step into that anointing. In the name of Jesus, that wisdom will cause you to do mighty things for the kingdom. Mighty things for the kingdom. Mighty things for the kingdom. In the name of Jesus. See, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen, please. Wealth in the kingdom is not an achievement. I have taught you this, but let me say this. Wealth in the kingdom is not an achievement. You don't beat your chest and say, I have achieved this. No. Wealth in the kingdom is a trust. He gave unto some 5, to some 2, to some 1. And to tell you it is still his own, he came back and said, tell me what you did with it. The one who made 5 out of 5 received commendation. 2 out of 2 received commendation. The last person, you would think because he were given already, it was his to do whatever he wanted to do with it. He said, you are a wicked and unprofitable servant. I can tell you this without missing words. We are in a prophetic season where God is looking for men and women he can trust. Make reference to my teaching, the season of abundance. This is wealth beyond buying and selling. Father, again I pray, trust men, trust women. Let somebody, for the sake of the kingdom, for the sake of your family, carry that grace. Carry that unction. Carry that grace. Grace for extraordinary finances. In the name of Jesus. Finances that will not distract your passion. Finances that will not steal your heart away from God. that the more you have, the more you love him. The more you have, the more you need him. The more you have, the more you seek him. The more you have, the more you serve him. Look at me. Having, I've taught you, does not distract you. Having does not interrupt your holiness. The holiest God of all is the owner of the heavens and the earth. It did not affect his holiness. That means when what God gives you affects you, it is not what is in your hand that affected you. It's the reaction it made with the state of your heart. When money destroys, it is not money that destroyed. Money simply met with a corrupted heart that was already destroyed. When fame destroys, it is not fame that destroyed. Fame only reacted with a heart that is corrupt. Anything becomes its best version or worst version, pending on how it finds your heart. The state of your heart can make good things become evil. The state of your heart can purify anything. He says to the pure, all things, including your having wealth, including your rising, to the pure, all things are pure. If a pure thing comes to an impure person, that corruption in the heart will spoil everything. So when people leave God and misbehave because of finances, it is not finances. Money is like a gun. It depends on who holds it. If an armed robber holds that gun, he will destroy with it. But if a military man holds that gun, he will do much with it. Most people today have misrepresented God either through finances or anointing or fame. It is not the fame or the finances or anointing that destroyed them. It's that their hearts were corrupted and they did not stay with God for the refiner's fire to purify their heart. So whatever came, it met death within the heart. Hallelujah. I'm saying this to you so that when this word begins to work in your life, I refer you to Deuteronomy chapter 8 from verse 13 to 17. Let it not be that when you have built houses, when you have done all these great things, when your destiny in life and ministry, when your gold and silver is multiplied, when God has given you rest round about, that you will say, my power and the might of my hand has given me this. He says, but thou shalt remember the Lord your God. The side effect of being in plenty, the side effect of finding rest. Men forget God. They forget where he brought them from. They forget his mercies. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Lift up your prayer request. Please pass them to the person at your left or right. Lift up your prayer request. Very quickly, pray in the spirit while you are doing so. Please, everyone who are praying in the spirit, this is a very prophetic moment right now. Pass them to the person at your extreme left or extreme right. Ushers will pick them up, bring them up to the altar while you are still praying. If you are still writing, please take a minute or two and write very quickly. The God of heaven is about to visit you. I truly believe in the God that answers prayer. I do. I have seen him answer prayer. Unto thee that answers prayer shall all flesh come. Please pass your prayer request. Let's do it very quickly. The extreme left or the extreme right? There'll be an usher to pick it very quickly. If you're writing, and for those who are connecting across the globe, here's your chance. Submit or connect by faith if you can't. You can just place it in front, you know, just in front of whatever device you're using, your television, your device. We have a covenant with God. It's a covenant of answered prayer. Submit and then you pray. Your life is about to change. The God who keeps working wonders in this ministry is about to do same in your life.
Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise.
Worthy is your name.
Worthy is your name, Jesus.
While we await the request to come to be brought here, whilst you are seated or standing as the case may be, if there is any part of your body where you are trusting God for a miracle, just place your hand there right now. I want to speak over the sick. We may not have time, sadly, to take testimonies now. We'll put that for next week. But I think God decided to move in a very mighty way to visit God's people tonight. Lay your hands. You're standing in for yourself. For all the hospitals that are connecting for healings right now, please, you can, whether you are using a phone or television, you can just put it before your patients. I'm about to pray. And for those who are following across the globe, if you came with someone who is not able to coordinate himself or herself, just that they make contact with the sound is enough. If you're seated here, lay your hands. If it's your head, lay your hands there. If it's a part of your body ailing you, lay your hands there. He sent forth his word, the Bible says, and the word healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. And I want you to be very intentional. We may not have time to call out for testimonies because we're working with time. But make sure you receive. You need to check yourself after the prayer. You can go to the medical stand. Check yourself. Doors are always open for you to come and give your testimony. But lay your hands right now. A miracle is about to happen to someone. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just make contact with your chest. High blood pressure, diabetes, peptic ulcer or ulcers across your body, bone conditions, blood conditions, heart palpitations, eye conditions, headaches, migraines, pile, cancers, all kinds of malignant growths, fibroids, lumps. I'm mentioning these things because they have names. And if they do have names, then it means they are alive. If they are alive, it means they can hear. If they can hear, it means they can bow. Tooth conditions, like our precious sister who shared a testimony, pains around your joints, your arms, neck, hearing problems, seeing problems. Perhaps you came here for yourself or with someone, you're unable to walk, you're using an aid or a crutch or a wheelchair. Connect by faith now. I'm about to pray.
You sent your word and it healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
Keep your hands there.
I am the Lord that healed thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and it healed your disease.
Father, in the name of Jesus, you have given us the grace to extend your healing power to the nations, even your people. There are hundreds, probably thousands of people gathered here tonight for themselves, for their loved ones, trusting you to touch them across several areas of their bodies. It is your desire that we walk in healing, the healing that has been purchased through your blood. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus, that every spirit of infirmity plaguing anyone's body, cutting short your days, cutting short your vitality, by the power that raised Christ even from the dead, I decree and declare that spirit is exited from your body now. And I declare, be healed right now. Be healed right now. Migraine headaches, be healed right now. Peptic ulcer and all kinds of ulcers, be healed right now. My God, such a strong anointing flowing here.
You deserve the glory and the honor. We lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Father, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
I declare healing to eye conditions right now. In the name of Jesus. Short-sightedness, long-sightedness, cataract, glaucoma. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. Every blood condition you have running through your body, causing you illnesses of all sorts, let your blood be cleansed now in the name of Jesus. Bone conditions of any kind and of all sorts, be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Respiratory conditions, be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Muscle problems of any and all sorts, be healed in the name of Jesus. Organ failures, be healed in the name of Jesus. Any kind of organ that has failed or is failing, it jacks back to life now in the name of Jesus. Hearing problems, be healed now in the name of Jesus. Problems with your nerves, in the name of Jesus, receive brand new nerves in your body. Lumbar spondylosis, be healed now. Lung problems, respiratory problems, be healed now. Even though I'm praying for healing, everyone in need of the fruit of the womb, lay your hands there right now. Fruit of the womb, lay your hands there right now. For yourself, your sister, some family you know and you are praying for. In the name of Jesus, I declare that this is the season of fruitfulness. Shout a believing amen. Everyone in need of children, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I speak to you, be fruitful. Be fruitful. May God give you children, male and female. Children, male and female. For some of you, carry twins and triplets. In the name of Jesus. We're still praying. I sense in my heart to speak over someone who is weary. That even when you hear the word of God coming like this, something in you has died. Like I taught you when I was teaching on, I think it was staying power or so. Something in you has died. Hope has been so deferred. It's as if you cannot see God's faithfulness again. The Lord is asking me to speak to you, even now. He said, if you had come, your brother would not have died. He says, but even now, even now, even now, even now. I don't know who God is speaking to. You've been disappointed in circles, in series, but even now, I am still faithful. Take it as a prophetic word. God is telling someone, even now, concerning your business, even now, concerning your marriage, even now, concerning your job, even now, concerning ministry, integrity still pays. godliness still pays. Righteousness still pays. Do not think you gave yourself cheaply to life for standing on God's side. Even now, I pray for every weary heart.
He will come and save you. He will come and save. Say to the weary ones, your God will surely come. He will come and save you. He will come and save you. He will come and save you. Lift up your eyes to him. You will arise again. He will come and save.
Because you see, there are people who are not sick physically, but their spirits are broken. And the Bible says a broken spirit can dry up the bones. Trouble can start from your spirit, your mind, and affect you physically. You go to the hospital and no machine can diagnose you, but you are dying. I pray for such people. Be healed right now. Be healed from pain. Be healed from hurt. Be healed from disappointments. I minister that healing to you by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Whilst you are seated, stretch your hands towards this request. Stretch your hands. And I want you to begin to pray in 1 minute. Father, this is a manifestation, a token representing my desire. If you are here to drop your request, please make it fast. I'm about to pray. Praying for someone. There are not many times this song has come to my spirit, but now the Lord is putting it in my spirit, and I want you to listen to it. It's not a special number.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Holds me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Can we sing it one more time with faith in your heart?
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Holds me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way.
Turn that song into a prayer as you stretch your hands towards your request. Lord, make a way for me. Are you ready now? Make a way for me. In the name of Jesus, make a way for me. Make a way. But as for me, I will stand trusting you.
I'll be here loving you all of the days of my life. I'll be here loving you all of the days of my life. Now be here trusting you all of the days of my life. I'll be here trusting you all of the days of my life.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I hope you are praying. I release answers. Answers, answers. 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 In the name of Jesus. Answers. Supernatural answers. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Answers through the ministry of men. Answers through divine intervention. Answers through divine strategies. Answers by judging enemies. Answers by giving rest roundabout. Answers by opening the book of remembrance. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. We serve a prayer answering God. Not just a prayer hearing God. I decree and declare, bowing my knees over these requests, every request here represented, and the many that have been sent online, the many that are on someone's table, probably on the ground, in the name of Jesus Christ, let there be speedy answers. Shout like you're a believer, speedy answers. In the name of Jesus Christ. Speedy answers in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I declare unto you that the Egyptians you see today, I stand upon this request prophetically. The Egyptians you see today, may you see them no more forever. The same way I have stood upon your request, no situation will rise above you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Rise to receive the prophetic word. You will never be the same. You will never be the same. You've touched His grace. Your life must change. You will never be the same. You've touched His grace. Your life must change. You will never be the same. Jesus, every closed door over your destiny, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, that door is open now. That door is open now. Open for you and your children. Open for you and your wife. Open for you and your husband. Open for you and everyone connected to you. In the name of Jesus. Number two. Genesis 21 verse 6. This is someone's prophetic word. I'm praying now. 21 verse 6. Genesis. Genesis 21 verse 6. And Sarah said, God had made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. I decree and declare, let this be a season of laughter for you. Let this be a season of laughter for you. In the name of Jesus, laughter in the morning, laughter in the afternoon, laughter in the evening, laughter in the night. In the name of Jesus, you will laugh to sleep and laugh when you wake up. In the name of Jesus. And that night could not King Ahasuerus sleep. And he said, bring me the chronicles. And when they opened it, they found where Mordecai saved him and was not rewarded. Anyone who should be a conduit for your reward in this season, I pray, may my God wake them and cause them to remember you. Wake them and cause them to remember you. Wake them and cause them to remember you. In the name of Jesus. When Nehemiah began to build the temple, the wall of Jerusalem, the Bible says there were two strange men that came to cause trouble to that project. One, Sambalat. Two, Tobias. I pray for you. Anyone spying on your progress and working with men and spirits to see that you don't advance, to see that the promotion does not come, to see that the rest does not come, I decree and declare, they are banished from your life forever. Banished from your life forever. You see, let me tell you, there are certain men in the Bible who are not just men. When you hear their names, they speak of spirits. Absalom, Sambalat, Tobias. Are we together? You hear of all these names. These are not names. Haman. You see that now? These are people who, they came into the lives of people and destroyed them. Absalom, for instance, this guy began to gain popularity over a period of years, to a point that he convinced the advisor of David. Absalom, I'm praying for you. Any person who wants to speak to the ears of your helpers, to stop them from arising to help or continue what they started doing, may they never get to the ears of your helpers. If you are a king here and there is any Haman roaming around your palace, even if he's helping you for now, may God expose them. May God expose them. For the safety of your kingdom, may God expose them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Even though it later worked out for our redemption, but when that should be Pontius Pilate or Herod, one of them, wanting to crucify Jesus, the wife got up and said, I had a dream. This man is innocent. Don't touch him. Even though we know that it later worked out for the salvation, but let me pray for you. Any wrong step you are about to make, whoever needs to arise to be by your side, to correct you, so you do not make destiny-destroying mistakes, I pray may God bring them speedily. May they come before the damage happens. I say it again, may they arrive before any damage happens. In the name of Jesus. Help will never come too late for you. Help will never come too late for you. Now I pray for you. The kind of honor you have not seen from January till now, May. If you have the faith to believe it, I lay my hands on my head and I pray for you. In this month of July beginning, may God surprise you. Kings will honor you. Nobles will honor you. Captains of industry will honor you. The great will call you great. In the name of Jesus Christ. 3 more prayers and we're done. 3 more prayers and we're done. 3 more prayers and we're done. I want to pray that prayer of divine strategies for you again. This night as you go to sleep. Dreams that you've not had before. Visions of things you've not seen before. In the name of Jesus, the blueprint, the strategy for the next prophetic season of your life, may it be downloaded to your spirit man. Downloaded to your spirit man. Concerning ministry, concerning business, concerning family, concerning your career, the strategy for the next season, receive it in the name of Jesus. Do you believe what you are receiving? Let me forbid the spirit of death and then speak divine protection. Are we together? Our world is full of evil. It's everywhere. But the Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Let me pray for everyone here. Any car you will enter where you will never return home again. Any aircraft you will enter that will be the end of your life. Any journey you will take that will not allow you to return home. I call upon the God of my covenant. Let it be stopped forever. I say it again. Any car you will enter that will stop you from returning home. Anywhere you will go to that will mean the end of your life. May God give you discernment. We release angels to be on assignment in the name of Jesus Christ. You are preserved from the arrows that fly by day the noisome pestilence, the destruction that wastes in noonday. I declare none shall come to your dwelling. My final prayer for you right now is concerning your spiritual life. That means your prayer life. That means your word study life. That means your passion for the things of God. That means your character. I pray for you, by all means, be as spiritual as you should be. That means be as prayerful as you should be. As word compliant as you should be. As transformed as you should be. Men and women of character by the Spirit, doing exploits for the kingdom. Everything that represents slumber, spiritual laziness, laxity, death of your prayer life, your communion with God, I declare be delivered from it now. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise. We bless you, O God. We give you praise. We honor you. Thank you for your good hand. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are in this place. Keep standing, everybody. I want to give someone an opportunity to receive Jesus now. You came for this miracle service, and even from the moment of worship, the Spirit of God began to speak to you, telling you that it's a new season and that you should not leave this place without making it right with Jesus. I want to make two calls in one, following online, across the overflows. You are saying, Apostle, I don't want to leave this place knowing that, number one, I have never received Jesus into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Or you are saying, I'm in need of rededicating my life. Wherever you are, your bags, your Bibles, everything you came to church with, please leave your seat and run right now. Come and stand before me. I count 1 to 5. 1. Let's honor them as they come. Come to Jesus. Koinonia, is this the best you can do? 2. Come. It matters that you make it right with Jesus before you leave. You have seen His grace, you have seen His power. Make it right with Him. His Savior, His Lord and King. Young and old, male, female, come. Let's clap for them as they come. 3. When I count 5, I begin my prayer. So if you are coming from across this place, please hurry up. Overflows, just walk to your LED screens. All other overflows, follow suit. Following online, please make sure you are prepared. When I begin the prayer, you join by faith. Let's appreciate them. They are still coming. 4. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to say a very big thank you to all of you. It gives me great joy when I have the privilege of leading many to this Jesus, not another one. This Jesus. Some of you are making this decision for the first time. A number of you are perhaps rededicating your heart, your lives to Jesus. It doesn't matter. You are most welcome. And for someone who is following online, make sure that you do not shut down until you make this decision. Please lift your right hand high above your head. You are joining them. Please join quickly. It matters that you pray the prayer. Say after me, Lord Jesus. As loud as you can, say, Lord Jesus. Tonight, I have heard your word. I've seen your power. I declare that I love you with all my heart. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for my sin. I believe you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive you into my heart as my Savior, my Lord, and my King. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From tonight, I am a child of God. I go forward ever and backward never. Amen. Keep those hands lifted. Father, thank you for these ones. Your word declares that as many who will come to you, you will in no wise cast away. Thank you for drawing these many to yourself. And the nameless, faceless others who are connecting online, in the name of Jesus, based on the authority of God's word, I declare your sins forgiven. I call you bona fide recipients of the life of God. The grace to live the victorious Christian life is imparted over you. You go forward ever and backward never. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please look to my right. That will be your left. You will have counselors. I would request that you please follow them for a minute. They will have a word with you. Just pray with you and you'll be back to your seat. Let's honor them as they go. Koinonia, give them a big, big God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let me encourage everyone. Just two announcements and we're done. Number one, please go to Koinonia Global. And I want you to listen to the messages that have come from at least the last 2 months. These messages have been very prophetic, very destiny defining. Take it as an instruction. Get these messages and stay on them. Don't assume you heard them. Don't assume you were here. The purpose is for your growth and transformation. Listen to them again. Second announcement, make sure that you extend an invite always to someone. God has helped us. We're people greatly helped of God. But the goal is that there are still more lands to conquer. There are still more people to draw to Jesus. Don't get up and just come to church alone and come and sit down not caring. Do the work of an evangelist. If you cannot preach, you can invite online, offline, on site. Let somebody get to know Jesus because of your life. And I pray for you that this week will be a great week in the name of Jesus. Bishop, thank you again. We really honor your presence. And for everyone who has taken the time to come, we honor you and we love you. Please rise as we close the service. May your week be blessed in Jesus' name. You will see the hand of God this week return with great testimonies. In Jesus' name we pray. Together let's share the grace in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forever. Amen. Surely God's goodness and mercies follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Greet someone and then see you next week.